Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power Your Life radio show with host and success doc, Joanne White. Author, speaker, certified coach, and energy master, Doc White gets to the heart of what matters most. She features guests and experts to help you consciously create more success, health, and wellness in every area of your life, work, and relationships. They'll share their success stories, wisdom, and know-how to help you shine more light onto your day and into your life. Power your life right now. Here's Joanne White.
Welcome, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Power Your Life, and I'm Joanne White. And so many of us put out what we want in terms of prayer, in terms of affirmations, visualizations, boards, all sorts of ways that we do that. And oftentimes what we forget is that everything, including our words, including our thoughts, including money, is energy. And we've talked about this on the show. You also know that I'm an energy master teacher. And today we're also going to be very blessed by someone else who works with energy. She's known as a frequency master, a conscious creation expert, and a naturopathic energy healer. Dr. Kimberly McGeorge is someone who has 24 plus years of clinical experience in alternative health and energy healing, and she's worked with thousands of clients personally and remotely globally. Kimberly is able to remove blocks and rebalance energy for them and for you in any area of your life. A couple of years ago, Dr. Kimberly introduced healing methods and the use of frequency that are being replicated by so many healers globally. And her current program, which is called Frequency Master, teaches you how to master frequencies in your own life. And she also trains other healers to use her own unique and successful method. Wow. Welcome, Dr. Kimberly. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you? Thank you so much for having me.
It's my pleasure. And let's go a little bit into your background, if you don't mind. You've been working with energy for many, many years. So what made you develop this new program, and how is it different from all the other energy programs that are out there and the energy programs and the energy modalities that you've been using in the past?
That's really a great question. What really led me in to the whole, well, first of all, the whole alternative healing, of course, our own journey kind of leads us places. So it was my own health problems, my own financial problems, and my own relationship problems, kind of everything that led me, you know, into this kind of always sick and tired and broken place and, you know, just kind of struggling from day to day. And I really felt like I had some severe health crises and they couldn't diagnose through conventional medicine what was wrong, which led me on my own search to start experimenting. And as I started experimenting with, I love what you just said, because everything really is energy. So I came in through the doorway of herbs, but herbs are just energy, you know, so I didn't even know I was practicing energy medicine when I really began practicing it. So I became really well acquainted with herbs and then studied naturopathy and got into the use of supplements. And then from there went into homeopathy, which of course is pretty classical energy medicine that a lot of people are familiar with. But really, to get to where I am now and to develop what was my new program was the technology that was introduced to me. I was actually told about it by one of my midwives, and she said, there's a woman who lives way out in the country. I was living in Ohio at the time, and she said, she has this strange machine, and I can't really explain it, but you need to go see her. So I drove an hour and a half way out into the country. This woman had no education, no formal education, no formal, you know, herbal or naturopathic or medical training, but what I experienced that day changed my life forever. And I knew the first time that I was tested on this machine, I heard this voice that said, you will have one of these one day and you will use it in a different way. And so that ended up happening. I actually have two machines now. But I use a combination of my, I guess you would call, which we all have, our my extrasensory abilities combined with my alternative medicine background, combined with this technology to come up with my programs and how I utilize it. So that's kind of my discovery of frequencies, to go from the actual physical substance of the medicine to the actual frequencies, which are really what we're getting when we ingest, or like you said, I think, speak or have an emotion. You know, everything is actually a frequency. And if you want to be broader in that statement, everything's energy.
Yes. So I'm curious about this machine. What is this machine?
Well, it's been around for many years. I mean, many hundreds of years. It's kind of an offspin of Tesla technology, and a gentleman named Vole actually kind of started measuring the frequencies of things and discovered that, you know, each thing has its own frequency. So we can go to, I really need to think of a nicer thing. I usually use parasites, but I'll use fruit. So we can go to the general category of, like, fruit, and, you know, an apple's a fruit and a banana's a fruit. But even though they may fall within the same frequency range, they each have, like, a very specific frequency, like 875.23 is an apple, and 875.67 might be a banana. And, of course, I'm making that up because I don't know what the actual frequency is.
Right,
but
right.
Just to illustrate a point that everything has a very specific frequency, including each person. What's interesting is, yes, everyone has a frequency, but their frequency is actually a combination of every single frequency in their energy field, in their body, every single thought, every single emotion that's running through them at the time. So that actually has some flex to it, too. But one thing I discovered when I was in college that's really interesting, that kind of applies to this, is that, and this is a technology used for years and years. It's actually an old technology because I studied communications in college, so this came up. I mean, they didn't know how I'd use it later, but the spy agencies all over the world, and they probably use much different things now, but they used to go put this apparatus outside people's homes, or like a bug inside people's homes, and by tuning it to the frequency of that person's voice, they could pull out every single thing that that person had ever said in that house, no matter how long they lived there.
Yeah, I've heard about that, too. That's pretty fascinating. So I also like what you said, too, because, you know, most people don't think that there are different frequencies within the body. It's not just one frequency. Let's say our brain, for instance, has one frequency. Our stomach has another frequency. So there are different aspects to the totality. So you found this woman and out of the country in Ohio. I'm going to say the hills of Ohio. I don't know. In Ohio.
That's pretty accurate.
it sounded good. And you found this machine. And how are you using it now? Do you mind if I call you Dr. Kimberly?
No, that's fine. You can call me whatever you'd like.
Okay. So how are you using it now that's different from how you were first introduced to it?
Well, how it's conventionally used, and actually this machine can be found in doctor's offices, doctor of osteopathic medicine offices, chiropractic offices across the world. So it's not this amazing thing. It's based on the same technology. It is amazing, but it's based on the same technology as ultrasound or an MRI. But the way that it's commonly used is to sell a product line. So when I went to this woman, and I still had phenomenal results, she was actually selling a certain herbal/vitamin product line. And she only scanned my energy field. And the unsaid question that happens in this inner exchange, and it has a lot to do with the purity of the person testing too, just like muscle testing or AK, you can be really great at it, or you can be really great at, you know, some people are really good at using a pendulum, but you really have to be a clear channel to be really good. But she was asking the question, what in this particular company's product line would the body, your energy field, like for balance? And so, of course, my body's like, well, given the choice of nothing to balance and something to balance, you know, I call it a forced category or forced testing. And so my body picks stuff within this one product line. But what's crazy is we're so programmed for wellness and for balance, you know, and for homeostasis. And so I love that even though my body really didn't want any of that stuff, I now know, it still got better because it craves, you know, that balance. And so it's just interesting. So I, you know, I went through the training, and it's a medical device, so it's licensed by the FDA and has to be purchased under license of a doctor and on and on. So I went through all the right processes, and then I got a hold of this, and I'm like, okay, now you're mine now. And so I've developed my own proprietary process of scanning people, and it involves acupuncture points and meridians, and, you know, it's a little complicated to go in. But basically, I really get down to, and it's not me telling you, it's your body, your energy field telling me, you know, what you would like to balance. And I don't restrict it like she did. So I'm not selling a product.
Right, but do they have to be, for you to have accurate results utilizing this machine, Dr. Kimberly, do these people need to be in your office or in your presence, or can it be done remotely?
That's a hugely debatable subject that my brother and I just had a long discussion about, because he's like, it's impossible. I'm like, okay, ask all the people that have gotten well and freak out, because that, you know, it tells exactly what's going on. But so, you know, that is an opinion thing to some extent. To me, it's absolutely doable, because we're talking right now and we're not in the same location. How is that possible? It's the exact same technology. It's just not something we're comfortable with. And because I'm a remote viewer, I'm very comfortable with the fact of, you know, sending my energy out and looking at things and connecting energetically. Not everyone can do it. You know, you said, you know, I guess, you know, could I train my next door neighbor to do it? Probably not with really accurate results. Because it has to do, again, with taking yourself out of the equation and being able to be that pure channel and just a conduit for the energy. So there is some little tricks to it. But, you know, a lot of people do things remotely, as you're well aware, I'm sure. I'm not sure if you work remotely or not. I would assume you do. But so absolutely we're able to affect matter. We're able to create matter out of energy, and we're able to affect matter at a distance.
Right, and basically, I mean, all of us could affect energy, and we're doing that all the time, as we were talking earlier, in terms of when we put something out, and it actually can have an impact immediately, and also days, months, eons, whatever, beyond that, too. So that's very powerful. I was just curious about the machine aspect of it. Okay, so how do you teach this master frequency to others, again? Is it about teaching them how to utilize this machine? Because not everybody can have access to this machine. They're all not doctors and physicians. But what do you do in terms of teaching that to people?
Well, and I'm writing a manual right now for the course. I'm kind of in the midst of creating the program, but we talk about all the different areas where it's important to be able to discern frequency or read energy, is another way of saying that. And if you get really, really great at reading energy, which to me, the first thing I teach is I say you need to learn the difference between a truth and a lie, because it's a very broad energy read, you know, from what I do down to very, very specific things. But if you can learn to discern the difference between a truth and a lie, you're ahead of 99.9% of the people on the planet. And can you imagine the repercussions, you know, and how you could use that in every single area of your life? So we start with that. And I usually teach the classes in person, because I do use and teach many variations of applied kinesiology. I've taught that for many years in different places. And so I teach them how to use their own body and their own, you know, they don't have to have any tools. Sometimes I teach them how to use a pendulum. I find that is a little harder to teach. Again, it's kind of like teaching to play the piano. I can teach anyone to play the piano, but I can't teach everyone to be a concert pianist.
Right. You know,
there is some art.
Because I also am able to pick up information. I'm empathic, and I also teach about accessing your inner information and your intuitive psychic abilities. And somebody once said, Joanne, there's a way to do this by checking with your body, in terms of you can stand and ask yes or no if your body is moving forward or backward. That has never worked for me. My body tricks me all the time, but my brain doesn't, or my heart doesn't, when I tune into something else or when I use a different form of kinesiology. I just find that interesting, because it just never, it's always changing. It's like, okay, I'm probably forcing it with my body that way.
Well, I think that has to do, if I may, at the frequency or the power you carry within your field Some people have more of an ability to affect change on their own body, on others, you know, and so I feel that you're probably more developed. And so some people wouldn't be able, they wouldn't have enough, I guess, run at a high enough frequency or have an expanded enough field to do that. So that's actually kind of a twisted compliment that you're able to do that, if that makes sense. Because some people would be so naive and, I guess, undeveloped that they that would work very well for them, if that makes sense.
Well, I appreciate that because I always thought, oh, my God, well, you know, how different I am, which I know anyway. So let's talk about how people can really live at this different level, because when they're living at this energy level, at this level of energy consciousness, which as I'm talking about, I'm getting really excited about it, things can change. Things can change dramatically and really almost instantaneously.
I like to say the first step, you know, I didn't know everything I know now. You didn't know everything you know now. It's a journey. But the first step to me is opening your mind to the possibility that you don't know what you think you know and that there's more out there and that the way that we've been programmed, the way that we've been taught, the things that we've been taught aren't necessarily 100% true, but better yet, aren't necessarily true for us at all or who we came here to be, you know, our soul purpose, you know, our makeup, our personality. And I believe so strongly in free will and choice, and I don't hold judgment to anyone that doesn't believe or know what I know, and I don't know it all at all. You know, I have much, much to learn, and I learn every day, and I'm sure you do too. But I think the willingness to open up your energy and receive new information is huge to begin to start create a different reality and start to learn about energy and allow your gifts to come in fully.
Yeah, you know, I totally agree with that. Now, I don't know if this person is just listening, but I'm going to see if they have a question for you. Are you open to receiving questions? Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll see what happens. You're on the line. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, wonderful. Do you have a question for Dr. Kimberly McGeorge?
Oh, I can always come up with a question. Yes, I've been following her for the last month or so. And hi, Dr. Kimberly.
Hi.
Yeah, you know, I just wanted to learn a little bit about my own energy. How can I actually do it and keep it center? How can I integrate my energy field? How can I bring the best stuff out? That's the stuff that's kind of important for me right now.
Okay, so you want to be able to integrate energy, kind of balance your energy field, bring the best out. Let's just start small, Dr. Kimberly, because we have so much else to cover too, but let's help him a little bit.
All right, I'm just going to go, and if you don't mind, I'm going to use one of my abilities, which is to see energy. So I'm just really going to do a really brief read. Right now it looks like across your left shoulder, energy striking you in a really weird way. And so I would say the reason if you ever feel off balance or off center, at least right now, and of course, as Joanne and I were talking about, things can change. But right now it looks like there's a glancing weird energy that's bouncing off of your left shoulder. And it actually hits your throat chakra in a kind of weird way as well, which disrupts the flow of energy there. So I'm going to go in really quick, and I'm going to just pull it up through from your throat chakra up through your crown chakra and straighten that out and get rid of that energy if you're okay with that and correct that for you. Of course, there's a million things, and I have a feeling that we'll cover some of those things as we go on in the conversation, so I don't want to, you know, kind of take over the show and start launching
right.
a big discussion. But for you yourself, that's what's going on, and it could be definitely causing a feeling of not always being centered. It's particularly throwing you off toward the left side, and instead of leaning away from it, you're actually leaning into it. So it's interesting.
So why don't you do your magic a little bit, and so we have another caller. Why don't you do your magic with him so we can move on?
Yeah, go ahead.
I've had this grinding in my left scapula for years, my shoulder, yeah.
Interesting. I'm not surprised.
Right.
Okay, so that's not a recent thing. That's been there. So let me, like I said, and you can go on because I work while I talk or while other people talk, so I will work on him while you move on to whatever you'd like.
Okay, so what we've been talking about for people who are just tuning in is really about recognizing how you can utilize frequencies and master energy within your own life, which I think is pretty incredible. And I think what's really important is that, as Dr. Kimberly was talking earlier, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to do it through products like some people do, although as she was describing, herbs and even fruit, as Dr. Kimberly was talking about, all have energy. How can we, Dr. Kimberly, how can we really get to the place where we can change lives with products and with energy? I mean, you're working on this gentleman right now, and so my sense is that whatever that interference is on his left side that actually has some relationship to the throat chakra and you're putting it out is going to shift him. How can we do that with other kinds of things as well?
Really, as far as personally, each one of us, to me, and I'd love your input on this as well, the most basic thing is, and I call it, you can do in-out or you can do out-in, and of course, both is powerful and both is necessary, but there are ways you can cheat by becoming sensitive. I love what you said about how your read or the way, you know, you kind of do, you know, AK or muscle testing or applied kinesiology, how you determine truth, I think you said is through your brain and your heart. And it's kind of like, I'd like people to learn how to honor that. We all have, I love what you said, we all have intuition, we all have knowledge, but we're taught to kind of put that away. Like, I have a story of a little girl, and she was with her aunt, and they pulled up in front of a grocery store, and this little girl is very connected to that intuition and hasn't been taught to shut it down, and she said, "We're not going in there," and her aunt's like, "No, we're just going to run in for a couple minutes. There's nothing wrong. It's daytime. It's safe. Nothing's going on." The girl's like, "No, we're not going to go in there," and she started crying, and her aunt honored that, and she said, okay, we'll go to the one down the street," and come to find out, of course, later in the day that a grocery store at the very time they were there was undergoing a armed robbery. And so as children, we come in and we know a lot, but we're taught that we don't know anything. You know, we're immediately shoved into school and basically school kind of tells you without telling you that you don't know much and anything you thought you knew was wrong.
You know, I love that because I've worked with so many people, and especially kids, you're right. I've worked with so many people, and oftentimes it's the parents that kind of diss that, "No, you don't see angels, that's ridiculous," or "No, you don't have an imaginary friend," or "No." I mean, I also have a story about working with this woman who came in, like you said, very gifted as a young child. She actually had it was an angel who was helping her and with her, and her parents kind of disputed it, and she didn't get the support that she needed. And she actually, when she came to me, she was incredibly sick, and she was not utilizing those abilities. And I believe, like you said, I totally agree with you, that those abilities are so intrinsic and a part of us. And I also said to her, I think part of your illness is because you have kind of been afraid to go into that realm that's so important and was so basic to you. And she was hesitant, but when she began to go back into that, we could see that she began to heal. So how are we doing?
That is so huge what you just said. I'm going to say it. I'm going to sum up what you just said. I believe once you can plug into that core of who you are and really stand in that and be okay with that and start to realize your soul purpose, and you could have many soul purposes for being on the planet at this time, I think that healing happens, that physical, that emotional, that mental. I think it does all come together, the energy field. It's so profound, really.
Yeah, it's incredible when it happens. And I also like what you said, Dr. Kimberly. You know, we may not just be here, everybody says, okay, find your one life purpose or your soul purpose. It may be multiple. I think we're multifaceted beings, and so why just limit ourselves? We're limitless. So how are you doing with this woman? We have someone else who I think wants to be on the call.
Yeah, he's finished. Go ahead.
Okay. How do you, and now is he going to feel something immediately or what?
They sometimes feel something immediately. There's an integration for him. It looks like the integration will be about 4 days. That's a long standing, I think you heard with the brief thing that he said. I think that's been a long, long standing issue for him.
So that may take some time. So we hope all is well. Thank you so much. Do you want to say something?
Oh, thank you.
Okay, great. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
So, Kimberly, there is another person on the call, but let's get back to something for a minute because I want to get to that multidimensionality because there you are. You're working on somebody, and we're talking about multidimensionality and different facets of ourselves. So you're working on someone, and you're also talking to me and plugging into the universe and to frequency and energy. And how do we do that? Because some people don't know how to do that, and I think that it's really one of our gifts.
I think it's our natural state of being, and
right.
I agree with you. And even in the consciousness world or in the world that you and I play in or work in, we're taught the current marketing strategy is to be very niche specific. I mean, very, very niche specific. So, you know, I'm supposed to work with, I always say, mothers of four-year-olds who raise pigs on a farm in Iowa. Like, that's my target audience. And I can't do that. I cannot. I'm pretty schizo in what I do, how much I do, and how I do it. And I have not conformed to the current, you know, marketing theories or, you know, what we're supposed to do. And so I think sometimes not listening and really, it kind of goes again, this is kind of the theme, becoming the theme of your show, but really going down to the core and who am I? And I call it running energy or bouncing energy. And running energy off of, does that really resonate with who I am? Does that feel good? When I think about taking this job or living in this house or buying this land or dating this person or, you know, eating this food, does that resonate with me? And I guess, and this is probably some of the work that you do, I would imagine, I guess figuring out who you are and learning your core frequency is really important. And a lot gets in the way of that, a lot of programming, a lot of our DNA stuff, a lot of our woundedness, you know, a lot gets in the way of that. So that's a little bit of a process right there.
You know, I think that's so important because, again, how do we fit into a little hole? Like you, people say, even when you're filling out something, okay, what's your category? Are you a coach? Do you do business? And it's do not define me in those terms. I almost feel like it's a disservice to us to do that because we do have, all of us have so many ways to do this. So somebody's asking, how can they become a frequency master? Because, wow, this is powerful stuff. How do we jump on board? How do we do that? Recognizing that what Dr. Kimberly said is that we all have those abilities, and I totally support that.
And one of the easiest ways to do that is to practice. Like a lot of us, and I'm not trying to discourage people from coming to you or coming to me or coming to the many wonderful people that provide services, but yet we all have that piece in us, which I think you referred to, and abilities to do this ourselves. So practice. A lot of times, speaking things out loud. So if you have a thought, if you're talking to a friend and she said, you know, my husband's been acting really weird lately, and you think, well, maybe because he's depressed. Like maybe you have that thought. And you don't think it. You think, how would I know that? That's really stupid. Why would I randomly say that? Say it. You know, start walking into those things because we hear things through our ears. We see things. We all receive information, and you referred to this earlier. We all are made up differently. We receive information differently. But however you receive information, and we all do, we just aren't sensitive to that. It's kind of like a lot of times when people eat allergic foods, their nose will water, their eyes will water, or they'll get stuffy, and then it'll go away. And they're so used to that happening, they don't even realize that that's not normal to eat something and have your eyes water, your nose water, you know. Or so it's kind of like that with your senses. We're so used to not listening, not seeing, not hearing, and not feeling that that if we allow that back into our field, if we're like, we're going to just work on today and see what we feel and work on that for a day or work on that for a week, we're going to notice what we see. And then speaking that or journaling that, really owning that, because that builds your confidence. So then she says, oh, my goodness, how did you know that? Like 6 months ago, he really struggled with depression. I didn't realize he was going into that again. Like, that can be such a gift to other people when you walk in your own knowing.
You know, that reminds me of a story years ago, many, many years ago. I have a dear friend who actually sees everything. So that's how she receives information, okay? She's clairvoyant. And I remember thinking, gee, I can't do that, okay? But everybody can learn to do that. And one day we were having a conversation on the phone, Dr. Kimberly, and I was saying to her, Donna, you told me the exact same thing, and I told her the whole conversation, even before, you know, more of that she was going to. She said, Joanne, I never told you that. I said, you did, and this. She said, no, you picked that up. And it was at that moment that I began to think, you know, it's okay that I didn't get it the way she got that information. I got it through a sense of knowing and also through auditory. But I also believe that, and I've taught this and so do you, is that you can open up all those other areas once you're able to go into and hone your particular area that where that information or that knowing is coming in first, and then make it more expansive. Are you ready to work on somebody else? I'm like getting so excited here.
Can I say one little comment that so relates to that? One of my daughters, she's a channel, and she gets information a lot of ways, but she draws. She's a beautiful artist, so she channels, and then it comes out on paper. And I always thought that same thing that you thought. I always thought, that's so cool. Like, why don't I draw? I mean, I'll get symbols, but I don't really draw. And just recently, during a couple private consultations, I had a pencil in my hand, and I just started sketching. And that's not usually how information comes to me. So it really, even my abilities still expand, and yours still open. And I think that should encourage people that theirs can too.
Yes, and as you allow it, and rather than cut it off or say, gee, I'm limited, I can't do what Donna did, and allow that to happen, it grows and it grows and it grows. So let's take this other call, and are you ready, Dr. Kimberly?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Hello? You're on the line? Hello? Well, maybe they just want to listen. Hello? All right, we'll just let them listen. Hello? You're on the line. Okay, let's just move on.
Okay.
Okay, so we only have a few minutes, and you know what? I can talk to you forever because this is like...
I feel like we're having coffee.
and I think those are the best kinds of interviews because it we're inviting people in and we're excited about what we're talking about and we're sharing information and it's wonderful. Tell people how they can get a hold of you and find out more about you. You've been on so many shows. You've been on your Wealth Revolution with Darius, the Sheila Show, the Aware Show with Lisa Carr, so many other shows and summits. And I love this is what I want. I didn't tell people this before, but it says you combine science with possibility. That to me is so incredible. But tell people how they can reach you so that they can learn and receive your gifts of science and possibility.
Well, the easiest way is to go to my website, KimberlyMcGeorge.com, and you can sign up there for a free gift and experience some of the work that I do, one way that I do my work, and you can get on my mailing list to receive more information as well. And I'm all over social media, so I'm Serene Wellness on Twitter, Kimberly McGeorge, and Dr. Kimberly McGeorge on Facebook, and I'm on LinkedIn. So just if you type in my name, you'll find me.
Great. So we have about 2 minutes. Can you tell us another story about somebody that you work with, Dr. Kimberly?
Let me think. One of my favorite recent stories is I was doing a radio show, and the host happened to be in law enforcement, and he said to me, well, we don't have any more callers, so could you help me with a situation? I said, sure. And it had been a situation that he'd been trying to get something through in law enforcement for a long time. And as you know, they're kind of rigid, and it's hard to get new programs through, and they're resistant to new ideas. He said, would you just work on the energy of that situation for me, recognizing that people not only have energy, but situations and relationships and different things have energy as well. So I began working on the energy, and the next morning he got a hold of me and he said, my boss called me in his office, and I thought, oh no, I'm in trouble now. And his boss said, last night for some reason the fog lifted and I decided to grant everything you wanted, personnel, money, whatever you want, the program's approved. And his jaw hit the floor and he's like, what you didn't know was that this was a program that affects a prison. And so the work that you did last night and bringing program in, he said, is going to affect thousands of people. And, you know, I don't even see all that. I just work with the energy, and we can all learn to do that, you know, in a micro way or a huge way.
And again, it's about that expansiveness that's so important, because what you're doing and what everybody has the ability to do, as you keep saying, is that can have a profound effect in so many ways on so many people, on so many beings that we may not know when we're doing it.
Yes, just like your radio show.
Thank you. So tell us one more time, because I want to have you back again, but tell us one more time how they can get a hold of you, because I think that what you're doing is awesome, and I love it, and I think that people need to know more about Dr. Kimberly McGeorge.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me on. KimberlyMcGeorge.com, Serene Wellness on Twitter, Kimberly McGeorge or Dr. Kimberly McGeorge on Facebook.
So before we go, what's your parting words with pearls of wisdom to our listening audience, Dr. Kimberly?
This is one of my favorite things that made a profound difference in my own life, which is the fact that no matter what your situation is, you know, no one is really coming to rescue you. You really need to open your field to possibility, seek help. You know, there's many, like yourself, many amazing energy healers and people that can work energy and that can help you work through these processes and help you. So don't be afraid to seek help, but really just sitting in a situation, you know, wallowing, wishing something would change isn't necessarily going to change it. The frequency needs to come up. You need to expand your field, as Joanne keeps saying, and things can really rapidly change at that point.
That's wonderful. I want to add something to that, because when I first got into energy work, what we were told, and I still believe that, is that we are actually working with that person's own energy, own ability to heal, to move forward. So in a way, we're just a bit of a conduit for that, but it's their own life force energy that's moving, that's healing, that's shifting, and that's changing. And in that way, we're putting the power back into the person.
I would totally agree with that. I just say I'm a conduit, so I agree with you.
Well, good. Well, I think you're a gifted conduit, and Dr. Kimberly McGeorge, The Secret to Manifesting Everything, you are wonderful. Thanks so much for being a part of our show today and a part of my life today, and more to come.
Oh, many blessings to you. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Next week, we're actually going to shift gears, and we're going to have Cindy Cipriano, who is going to give you her incredible 5-step formula for being able to change a situation. Oftentimes people go through trauma, loss. She has been working not only with individuals, but with companies, with her formula to really make things different. And so that's very exciting. So tune in next Wednesday at noon, May 20th, noon Eastern. And remember, if you haven't been able to tune in, remember that you can find Dr. Kimberly on the Power Your Life show. It'll also be on my website, docwhit.org. And if you want to find out more about my radio show, go to that website. And the radio show is of the same name, Power Your Life. Speaking of Power Your Life, everything that we've been talking about today and everything about this amazing Dr. Kimberly McGeorge speaks to you having that incredible ability, those incredible resources within you that you can bring forth, bring out, hone, and allow you to be the most incredible being that you were meant to be. Thanks so much for tuning in and being a part of Power Your Life, and have a blessed day.
You've been listening to the Power Your Life radio show with host and author, Dr. Joanne White. Listen often and spread the word about the Upbeat Show to enrich you and grow your life in the direction you desire. Listen again and again and visit docwhite.org for more information and find out how Dr. Joanne can benefit you. Thank you for sharing your day with us, and stay tuned for more exciting guests and events to come.